This Shabbos is Parshat Tzav, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Chav Ches. That's the last siman in the Mishnah Berurah's edition of the Shulchan Aruch, the last siman in Chelek Dalet. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Shabbos and the Shana Pshuta, when you don't have other Sheni, Shabbos before Pesach is always Shabbos Parshat Tzav. And we mentioned why he quotes the Avodram that in Parshat Tzav you have the Tikkun Shtifa, which is all about Hagola. It's quoting from the Tanaim. Most of the Rashi's on Chumash is Nigmar. He says, "Ein Loshen Tabel Loshen Miad Uladeris." Third mitzvah, she's binding throughout all the future generations. The Rambam writes in the Sefer on Mitzvahs that he's not going to include in the listing. Not going to include the fact that the Vishalish and Mishchenta Migores Basic Lechesav Lechayzav Besmalos. That before Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the Jews had to knock on the next door neighbor's doors and ask for matanis in order that they should be able to leave with Bizas Mitzrayim. That was once in the history of the world. It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Even if you'll volunteer to knock on your next door neighbor's door and the non-Jewish neighbor's matanis, you won't kill them at all. That was a Hirah Shah once in the history of the world, and it doesn't apply today. So that's not called a mitzvah, technically speaking. The mitzvah is a technical term that only applies to an obligation, which is binding throughout all the future generations. The Rambam gives another example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu Haremis Matcha Al Hayam Uvikoeil. He should lift up his stick and accomplish Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no mitzvah today for anybody to lift up his stick. And all the dinim of not to leave over any of the mon to the next morning, it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. It's Hayruah Shah. So mitzvah is a technical term that only applies to Hayruah Shah. That's why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam develops 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles that determine whether any particular obligation belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs or not. So the Rambam writes this klal, you only include mitzvahs that are noeg l'doros. So the Rambam disagrees with the halachas gedolos. The bal halachas, the bahag, includes the mitzvah, the obligation of trumas hameches. When they waged the war with the midyadim, so they had to give the soldiers had to give echad achuz mechamesh hameyos, one out of every 500, and the bnei Yisrael had to give echad achuz ben achamishim. To the Kohanim. So the Baha counts Trumas HaMechus. So the Rambam says that's ridiculous. The Gemara said Beferish. The Gemara Menachem said Beferish. Trumas HaMechus was only Hirah Shah once in the history of the world. So why did the Baha count it? So the Ramban there comes to defend the Baha. Ramban a lot of times in the Melchamas comes to defend the Rif from the attacks of the Balamor, even though he himself agrees with the Balamor. But the Balamor attack the Rif in such a way as if the Rif has no leg to stand on. Rabban says in the Hakdamah to his Sefer, the Melchamas, he writes that Gemara is not like mathematics, that you can have a rigorous proof that something is absolutely incorrect. Sometimes there's another way to read the Gemara and you can't really disprove the Rif. So a lot of times he'll write to defend the Rif and he himself doesn't agree with the Rif. Same thing in the Sefer HaMitzvah. A lot of times he will write to defend the Bahag. The Sefer Halachos Gedolos is a Sefer HaMitzvah, so he'll come to defend the Bahag, even though he himself does not really agree with the Bahag. Like on Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, like Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Bahag does not include it. The Rambam says he forgot to count Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's mitzvah number one in the listing. So the Ramban happens to agree with the Rambam that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And the Rambam quoted a Gemara like that. In the end of Makkos, Anochi counts as one of the mitzvahs. But he explains why the Bahag is not dead wrong. There's a way to be Miyashiv the Bahag. So here also the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag, why he counted Trumas HaMechas. So he gives two suggestions. So one of them is against the Gemara, and one is not. So the one suggestion he gives is maybe it is a din l'doros. Whenever the Jewish army is successful in battle, that there's an obligation to give trumas ameches. Maybe there's such a din l'doros also. So there's a commentary on the side of the page in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHaRam, and that's called Megillas Esther. It was written by a rabbi, but his mother's name was Esther, and she passed away as he was going to print. So he writes in the introduction to his Sefer, he wanted to memorialize his mother, so he named the Sefer after his mother, Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther always comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasogas of the Ramban. So the Ramban suggests maybe the din of Trumas Ameches is a din l'dayreis. So the Megillas Esther quotes of the Beferish Gemara Menachas that it's only Harasha, does not apply to Doris. But then the Ramban gives a second suggestion how to defend the Bahag. Maybe the Bahag agrees that Trumas Amech is only Harasha, but it's a Harasha that has a Kiyam Lederis. Whenever anybody donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, there is a Kiyam HaMitzvah, even if you're not obligated. Yeah. Donates a mitzvah, so maybe such a hirasha, which is a kim l'doros, maybe such a hirasha had counted. And a mitzvah is only an obligation that's noig l'doros. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? He ho elo al mektok kol alayla. Although the din is, it's later in today's Sedra in Parshat Tzav. V'yam tzavosa lahakrib is korbenehem, that's a pasuk later. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk that whenever you have balayla, that's the name. So that means that Allah halacha is zrika. Shechita is not really an avodah that you're killing the animal. Shechita schulin is the way you have to kill the animal. You can't eat an animal while it's alive. So you have to kill it, and you have to kill it in a specific fashion. So that's a definition of shechita schulin. We're learning this year shechita schulin. But shechita skotchim is an avodah. The avodah is to separate levara chelok avoya, to separate the dam, which is going to be nizra kal gabi hamizbeach, from the rest of the animal. So the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika are the dalet avodas adam. So the only the avodas adam have to be done by yom. Haktoras emurim can be done by laila. That's what the pasuk says. He ha'olam mokta kol alayla alam izbeach. You can do haktoras emurim all night long. In fact, the Maharil quotes, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch from the Maharil. Maharil lived in Germany, I think in the 1300s or something like that. So he writes that the practice is that by Ne'ila, do you duchen or not? We only duchen in Shachris and in Musaf. We don't duchen in Mincha every day. How come we don't duchen in Mincha every day? So the Gemara says because people probably ate in the course of the day. Mincha is at least after Chatzos, half an hour after Chatzos. So if you ate in the daytime, you may have had a shasa revius. So if you drank a revius of wine, a shikha mishamishakrim, so shikha is not allowed to do hakrovas hakarbonis. And duchening is also considered like a form of avoida. So who won a coin as a shikha is not allowed to duch. So when you daven shachris, he didn't have breakfast yet. You daven musaf, even though strictly speaking, you're allowed to eat in between shachris and musaf, there's a machlokes on the Gemara. One opinion is, one Amara says you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. We don't pass like that. Strictly speaking, if you want to have a little bite, can't have a full-fledged meal. If you want to have a little kiddush, so strictly speaking, that is mutter. But because it's not common to drink schnapps, then today in a lot of shuls it is common. People have a kiddush club. So that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's not common that a person should be a shasa revius of wine or schnapps or something before he's going to daven musaf. So by musaf, shachar musaf, we're not afraid the guy's shikha. Mincha, we're afraid he's going to be shikha. So that's why the Chachamim did not institute that everybody should duchen by mincha. What about mincha and a tainus tzibur? Everybody's fasting. So that's a machloekes satanoi. So one tana says everybody's fasting. So what are you worried about the shikris? And we pass on that it's a loy plug rabbanon. that we follow the Tana that you don't duchen even on Mincha and Tainus. Ne'ila, it doesn't make sense to make a Lord plug. Ne'ila, we today only say Ne'ila on Yom Kippur. But strictly speaking, Ne'ila is not a tefillah that's miyuchad to Yom Kippur. Ne'ila is really a tefillah satainus. Whenever you have a tainus tzibur, you say Ne'ila. We don't say Ne'ila on Shivasa B'tamas, Asar B'tavis, and so on, because the Gemara has a statement, Ein tainus tzibur b'bavol. We don't really have. In Chutzlars, we don't have any tainus tzibur. The only 2 days in the year that we consider like a Tainus Tzibur is Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, we do say Nila. How come we don't say Nila on Tisha on Yom Kippur? We do say Nila. How come we don't say Ne'ila on Tisha B'Av? If Tisha B'Av has a status of a Tainus Tzibur, Ne'ila is the tefillah that's miyuchad for a Tainus Tzibur. So Rav Soloveitchik can explain, because it says in Megillas Eicha, we lain Eicha, Leil Tisha B'Av, the Beis Hamikdash is called Kibese Beis Tfilah Yikari. Beis Hamikdash is the Makam Tfilah. So once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the official location for davening is gone. So the Tfilahs are no longer accepted today to the same extent that used to be accepted. That's the Loshan Gemara in the end of Perek HaZohav, I think. The gates of Tfilah have been locked because there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no place for the prayers to go. That's the Gemara. So that's why we have a meaning that after we read Megillah Seichel, Leil Tishbav, we don't say Tiskabel. When we say Kaddish Olam, after the davening Shachris, we don't say Tiskabel, because Tiskabel Tzlos HaNavusim, please accept the prayers. We know in advance that the prayers will not be accepted to the same extent that used to be Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Oikaim. So what is the whole idea of Ne'ila? So the Yerushalmi in the end of Maseches Tainus explains, Babli never really explains it, the Yerushalmi explains it, that the concept of Ne'ila is Ribui Tfilo. And the Yerushalmi explains, Yap Sukim and Chumash, and Nevim and Exuvim, that indicate like that, that if you daven and you repeat the davening a second time, a third time, a fourth time, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered than if you only daven once. Ribit tefillah is of tremendous value. So when you have a tainus tzibur, it means that there's an es tzora, there's a tzora satzibur. So if you daven ne'ila, you have a ribit tefillah, so you stand a better chance of your prayers being answered, that the tzora sarabim will be taken care of. But on Tisha B'Av, ribit tefillah is not going to help. It says in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazan that Ribbit Tefillah is not going to help, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in listening to our prayers. So that's the local reason, a special reason why we don't say Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. So, but on Yom Kippur we do say Ne'ilah. And since everybody's fasting, so really you should say, you don't make a loy plug. Since the other days of the week, you don't duchen by mincha. So Yom Kippur, you don't duchen by mincha either. Aloy plug Yom Kippur to the rest of the year. But by Ne'ilah, it doesn't make sense to aloy say aloy plug. Ne'ilah is only miyuchad to a tainus tzibur. So that's why we do duchen by Ne'ilah. So the question is, our practice is, we daven Ne'ilah, you have to start Ne'ilah by Yom. There's a machloikis. Is it enough if you started by Yom, or do you have to finish the whole Ne'ilah before the Shkia, or you can even start Balayla? The three different opinions. So we follow that opinion. As long as he started Ne'ilah Bayom, you can finish Balayla. So we finish Ne'ilah, it's already deep into the night. It's 30, 40, 50 minutes after the Shkia. So by the time the Chazan gets to the Sim Shalom in Ne'ilah, it's already Balayla. It's already the middle of the night. So the Maharil writes that the minig all over is that you don't duchen by Ne'ilah if it's late into the night already. Only in Frankfurt, the minig was that they were duchen by Nila, and they asked the Kasha, why? Isn't it against the Gemara? Because the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, in the end of Tainus, says that the reason why you don't duchen, no, the Mishnah says you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. So the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi has that, you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. So the question is, why not? So the Mefarshim all assumed, because Hakrovas HaKarbonis has to be done always by Yom. The Yom Tzavosa, we just read chapter Zion, Pasuk, wherever it was there, the Yom Tzavosa Lahakar is called the name. So all Avodas HaKabonis have to be done by Yom, and Duchening is also, in a certain sense, a form of an Avoda. So Duchening has to be by Yom, so you can't Duchen Balayla. So just like there's no Duchening by Mayrev, so too there should be no Duchening by Neil. And this is the Kasha. How come in Frankfurt, the minig was here in Breuers, down the block, they Duchen by Neil, even at the middle of the night? They always Duchen on Shachris and Musaf, and on Yontif, when they Duchen, so they Duchen Shachris and Musaf. The rest of the world follows the what? The rest of the world follows the minig of the Ramah, that you only Duchen by Musaf. Because Shachris, we dam Shachris every day of the year. So only by Musaf we Duchen on Yom Tov. But by Breuers, they Duchen Shachris and Musaf, and then they'll Duchen a third time on Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah as well, even though it's the middle of the night.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Wouldn't they all, in the Mikdash, would they Duchen by the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim?
I think they probably did. It doesn't say Beferish. I think they did Duchen by Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, yeah. We don't because b'choshesh for shikras, but the kainim of the Beis HaMikdash, mistama they're doing hakrovas hakarbonas all day long, so they're not drinking anything. They're not allowed to drink. Not allowed to drink when it's their week. The kainim had mishmaris, 24 mishmaris. So every 24th week, they would be back in the Beis HaMikdash to be makar karbonas. So during their week, they're not allowed to drink. That's why there's one that the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Kohanim today, nobody knows what Mishma they belong to. So maybe we should say, no Kohen in the world is allowed to drink wine ever. Because maybe it's his week's, maybe it's his Mishma's week this week. So the accepted opinion is no. That Kilkalosim, he takanosim. Because we don't know whose week it is, we don't know which Mishma you belong to. We don't know which Mishma it is this week. So you can't, it doesn't make sense to tell a Kohanim they're not allowed to duchen at all. They're not allowed to drink wine at all, so we allow all the Kohanim to drink wine. But it was much based, that was the practice. The Kohanim will not drink wine during their week of their Mishma. So here the Maharil raises this question against the Minhag Frankfurt. Why they duchen by Ne'ila on Yom Kippur? It's the middle of the night, and there's no Avodah Balayla. So he gives an answer, and it's missing. Half of the answer is missing. But it looks like this is what he's answering, that there is no such halacha that he can't have any avodah balayla. Haktorei seimurim, he can't have balayla. Nisach hayayin, the Gemara says he can't have balayla. Only avodah sadam, he can't have balayla. Avodah sadam, mishchit kabbalah halacha, zrika. And there's a long Rashi in the beginning of the second parak in Soita. Rashi is explaining a loshen and a tosefta. The Tosefta says that just like the Radalar Avodah Sadam by a korban of an animal, so too the Radalar Avodah is by a korban mincha. Each one is parallel to each one of the Dalar Avodah Sadam. Kemitza is Levarer Cheluk Avoya, to separate the kaimitz from the Shirayim, to burn it on the Mizbeach. So Kemitza is parallel to Shchita. Then you have Kabbalah Sadam and a Klishari. So you have Kiddush HaKaimitz after the kohen does Kemitza in his right hand, the right fist. So he throws that komets into another klisheris. When he did the kemitza, he took it out of the klisheris, took the komets of mincha out of the klisheris, then he puts it into a second klisheris. Then you have haylocha sakomets lamizbeach, like haylocha sadam. Then you have, like zrika sadams, you have haktoras sakomets. So the dalar avodas and the mincha, that are parallel to the dalar avodas sadam by a korban behema, so those can only be done by yom. But all other avodas may be done by Laila. So true duchening is considered like an avoda, is treated like an avoda, but it's not like an avoda sadam. It's like an avoda, like nisach hayayin, like haktoras emurim, that the pasuk says you can do it all night long. Yeah, the Gemara learns that from Zvachim. The Gemara learns that from Psukim, all drasha from the Psukim, that chatzois oise equal, the mitzvah, whenever you do haktorah, of a korban on the Mizbeach, so you're supposed to burn it till it turns into ashes. What if you're burning something, let's say you have a limb of a korban, a murim of a regular korban, or you have a korban oila, the evorim, the whole korban oila, not just the chela, the imurim, the whole korban oila you burn, kula kolo. So what if a piece of meat or a piece of fat falls on the floor in the middle of the night? You have to pick it up. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to, until it turns into ashes, you have to pick it up and put it back on the Mizbech. But what if it's I had it on the Mizbeach and it charred on the outside, and the inside is still raw. It didn't turn into ashes yet, but it's all charred on the surface. And then it falls off of the Mizbeach at Chatzai, after Chatzai, sometimes after midnight. So the Gemara says, there is a din deraisa Chatzai's oisa ikul. It's considered as if it's mu'ukal already. If it was on the Mizbeach and a shviri, it's charred on the outside and it falls off. That's called poikin. So there's a mitzvah of ahaduri poikin, to pick up what fell off on the Mizbeach, put it back on top of the Mizbeach as it continued to burn. So whatever falls off before Chatzai's, there's a mitzvah ahaduri poikin, to put it back on the Mizbeach, unless it already turned into ashes and there's nothing to burn anymore. But if it's only charred on the outside, if it falls off the Mizbech before Chatzos, there's a mitzvah to put it back on. But if it's on the Mizbech and charred on the whole surface, and it falls off the Mizbech after Chatzos, so that's a din deraisa. Chatzos is the equal. It's considered as if it's mukal already. So usually we assume, call the tikkun rabbanon king deraisa tikkun, when the chachamim make all the dinim the rabbanon, their pattern after ideas that exist on the level of deraisa. They use building blocks. They use building blocks that exist on the level of deraisa. So take, for example, the opening Mishnah in Brochus. There's machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, the Gemara explains, whether the din, HaPesach and HaNechel Ela at Chatzos, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. Is that a din deraisa or a din derabbanim? So Rabbi Loza ben Azaria holds that it's a din deraisa, and Rabbi Kiva holds that it's only a din derabbanim, k'dei l'harchik sa'odam min ha'avera. If you'll permit people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, v'ochus habasa b'alayl hazeh, all night long, according to Rabbi Kiva, so people may postpone. They're going to tell stories, and their children will say gematrios and Rashi Tevis and Shetlach, so they may not get to eat the Korban Pesach till after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is still pitch black outside. It's very dark outside. If you don't have a watch, you won't know when Alos HaShachar. It's very hard to tell when is Alos HaShachar. So if you eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, it's an Issa Koris, because then it's called Noiser. One who eats Noiser is Chayv Koris. So Kedei L'Harchik HaSodem in HaAveira, they prohibited us from eating the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim, whether Chatzos is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. It's 2 days in Tosfos, how we paskin, whether we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that Chatzos is only derabbanan, or Chatzos is deraisa. So when they made this din derabbanan that you have to finish eating by Chatzos, where does Chatzos exist on the level of the rice? Is there halacha anywhere of Chatzos? So here you have l'chol ha'deis. Here there's a din of Chatzos on the level of the rice. That Chatzos is equal. The halacha recognizes that Chatzos plays a role. And the Chumash has a din. A kohen has to wear big dekuna, and he has to do trumas adeshin, the heirimus adeshin. Every day, there's going to be a lot. If you burn a lot of kabbalah, there's going to be mounds of ashes there. So every couple of weeks or every couple of days, if there's a big mound of ash, you have to do haitzos adeshin al michutz l'machane. That's the next pasuk. Otzias adeshin, that's pasuk dalet. The pasuk gimel says trumas adeshin. What is trumas adeshin? Trumas adeshin is a sefer from Italy, yeah, that has sets up all the halacha the way we observe it. That's the one who set up everything the way we observe it today is Taka the Trumas Adeshin. But what was the original Trumas Adeshin in the Chumash? That was the mitzvah every day, one of the Kohanim, they would take turns. They would always have a lottery. Who has the schus to do the Trumas Adeshin? They would take turns. Trumas Adeshin, you have to take a little bit of ashes and put it on the floor, and a miracle would occur. You don't have to take a michutz l'macha, put it on the floor, and a miracle would occur and get swallowed up by the earth. How much ashes do you have to take? So Rashi writes, you have to take meloh hamachta. Rashi and Chumash writes meloh hamachta, and that pasuk gimel the Hermes Hadeshin meloh hamachta minam kolas apimius. The not ashes, you can tell, is it flesh that turned into ashes or is it logs? And the Mizbech, they have wooden logs that turn into ashes. That's not Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin is to take some of the flesh that turned into ashes and put it on the floor. So Rashi writes Melo HaMach. Rashi in the Gemara also a few times writes Melo HaMach to the Rashash. I think Amsochim writes, he doesn't know any mocker for that Rashi that it should be Melo HaMach to. maybe lechatchila he thinks that meikra din is a kazayis. The shear should be kazayis. Then the Torah has a din. Eishalam is bechtukaba lo zichbe. The Gemara says, the Gemara points out this pasuk. And mechaber gachel. Not only if you extinguish the whole flame on the mizbech, are you in violation of the loisese? Even if it just mechaber gachelis. Let's say there are a lot of logs on the mizbech and they're burning, and I pour water on one of the logs. The rest of the mizbech has a big fire on it. But if I extinguish the flame on one location, it's already loike. Loisich be'lach. So Gemara Zvachim has a discussion that even people who don't learn Zvachim know this one because Taisus picks it up and discusses it. What's the din if you bring a korban? So you have to bring a minchas and sochem. You bring a minchat. There exists a korban minchas, a korban haba bifnei atzmo, sach in conjunction with a korban. I bring a shlamim, I bring an oila, and I bring a minchasim in this game. Or you bring the musafim. They say minchasim in this game can be duba. So when you have a person donates a minchas, if he's a kayin, then the din of minchas kayin kol tia loy seyachal. You don't do kmitza and only burn the kamitza. You burn the whole mincha. You don't do any kmitza at all. If the one who's donating the mincha is not a kayin, the minchas Yisrael, then you do kmitza. You burn the kayin on the mizbeach, and the rest is nechal to the zichri kahuna. If you have minchas nesachim, a mincha that comes in conjunction with a carbon, let's say minchas ha'omer. On the first day chalamad Pesach, he'd bring minchas ha'omer. That's a korban tzibur. That's paid for from the machzal shekel money. So minchas ha'omer, the kohanim do a kmitza, they burn the kohanim on the mizbech, and they eat the leftover. The shiori ha'mincha, the kohanim eat. That's why in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah records in Masechah Shkolim, some of the kohanim ha'yudorshim mikra zeli atzmam. They said the kohanim have to be potter from giving machzal shekel, because if they contribute to the Machzal Shekel fund and all the Karbonis Tzibur are paid for with Machzal Shekel money, then the Minchas Ha'omer will be a shutvus of Kohanim and non-Kohanim. And then they won't be able to do Kmitza and eat the Shiori HaMincha because Kominchas Kain called Tia Lo Teyachel. The Minchas Kain, the din is that you're not allowed to eat the Shiori HaMincha. So that's what they tie in it. Obviously, you see from the Chumash that we don't have to give any money for Machzal Shekel. We don't accept their opinion. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi the last years of the Beis Sheni, and then after he was chief rabbi, he was Nasi for 40 years. The Gemara says he died at the age of 120. The first 40 years, he worked for a living, and then he retired. And then the next 40 years, he sat and he learned. In the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi, and he was functioning as chief rabbi for 40 years. Part of the 40 years were before the Churban HaBayis, and part were after. Many of the takonis, Zecher LeChurban, Zecher LeMikdash, were introduced by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Beis Din. So the Mishnah in Shkolim quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who said, Bezman HaMikdash called Kol koin she'ena shekel, choytehu. The kohanim ha'idorshim mikra zeli atzman, and they said, kol koin ha'shokel, choytehu. A koin is not allowed to give machzal shekel, because machzal shekel may not be donated. You only give if you're mechuyev to. A koin can't be mechuyev to give machzal shekel. It'll come out that all the korbanos tzibur are b'shutfus between kohanim and non-kohanim. And one of the many korbanos tzibur, you bring t'minim u'msofim, one of the korbanos tzibur is the minchas ha'omer. On the first day, Chol Hamoed Pesach. What do you do in the Minchas Ha'omer? You do kmitza, you burn it, and then the rest you eat. How can you eat it? It's a Minchas Kayin. You're not allowed to eat it. So the Kohanim Ha'yador Shemikra Zali Asman, he said, we're not allowed to give Machzal Shekel. It's an Avera. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, wrong. Kol Kohen She'enu Shekel, Chaytehu. It's an Avera, you are Mechuyev to. Why? It's not a Minchas HaShutfim. It's not a Minchas HaShutfim. Tzibur is a new concept. The Tzibur is not Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. The Tzibur Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. It's not called the Minchas Kohen. That's what he disagreed with him. So if you have a Mincha Habo Bifnei Atzma, then if it's a Minchas Kohen Kol Tia, you burn everything. But if it's not a Minchas Kohen, you do Kmitza, you burn the Kohen Mitz. And the shira you may eat. That's in today's set, but the rest you eat. But if it's a mincha haba im azebach, what we call a mincha stensachim, minchas to minisken ke medubar, so that mincha, you burn the whole thing. You don't do any kmitza on that. So the Gemara says that the yayin that comes when you bring, let's say, a noila or rishlamim, and you bring minchas to minisken, so what do you do with that yayin? You pour it down the shisen. There were pipes in the mizbeach, and whoever donates a carbon and it brings minchas miniskem in conjunction with the carbon, so you burn the whole mincha on the mizbeach. You don't do kmitza, and all the wine you pour down the shisen. What if a person donates a mincha? So you don't burn the whole thing unless he's a kohen. You do kmitza, you burn the kohen, and the rest is necha by the kohen. So it's a difference. There's a difference between a mincha bo bifnei atzma, a donation of a mincha, as opposed to a mincha that's a mincha stensochem, that comes in conjunction with a carbon and together with yayin lanesach. That the mincha stensochem, you burn the whole mincha. So the yayin also, the Gemara has, one of the Amoraim says, if you bring yayin in conjunction with a carbon, you pour it down the pipes, down the shisin. But if you bring Hamisnadiv Yayin, a person donates a carbon, a bottle of wine. He donates a bottle of wine. So what do you do with the bottle of wine? You're going to pour it down the shisin. So nothing will be burnt on the fire. So what kind of a carbon is that? You learn that from Sukkim, that Od Misnadiv Yayin. There's such a concept, a person could donate a bottle of wine and they'll bring it as a carbon. How are they going to bring it as a carbon? So if you bring Minchasim and this came in conjunction with a carbon, so part of the carbon will, the dam of the carbon will be Nizrak on the Mizbeach. And then the chalavim, or if it's an oila, the whole thing, the ivarim, everything will be burnt. But if you're donating wine as a mitz, as an edova, it's not a vat of yayin, it's not dev, and the whole carbon consists of yayin. You got to pour it down the shisen. So nothing is going to be karev on the mizbech. You didn't do any zvike on the mizbech. You didn't do any haktar, nothing. So one opinion of the Gemara is, you have to burn some of the wine. But if you're going to take a bottle of wine and pour it like this, it's not going to evaporate. It'll pour out, it'll put out the fire on the Mizbech. Umar says, Mizalfo Agabi Hishim. He brings the bottle of wine. The Kohenim should take it and sprinkle it lightly on the coals, on the fires on the Mizbech. So it won't extinguish the fire. If you take a bottle of wine, you for sure extinguish the fire. Like this, it'll evaporate little by little. You'll be mizal of everything. You sprinkle it, it'll all evaporate. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there is a pasuk. Not only are you in violation of Laisichbe, the pasuk over here, not only in pasuk A, not only is it a violation if you extinguish the whole flame, if you just hamarid gacheles, if you take one coal, one wooden coal that's been taken and put it on the floor and it's going to go out, it's also like it. It's also a nisar v'leisichta, even though the rest of the fire is burning. So here there's a possibility that by sprinkling, you don't know what's going to happen. The fire may be so powerful, so strong, that it'll cause the droplets of wine to evaporate. And the droplets of wine may extinguish a little bit the flame on that gacheles. So the Gemara says, well, there's a big machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the din of Dov Shein and Miskavin? The person is doing a pula hamuteris, and he knows in advance that it may or may not result in a pula hasur. He's sprinkling wine on the mizbeach because he wants the wine to evaporate because of the heat. But he knows in advance it may or may not cause a gachelus to become extinguished, which is an iser lo'sichbe. So if you hold like Reb Shimon, that's how we pass on Dov Shein and Miskavin is mutav. If you hold like Reb Shimon, so that's takad din. I'm not of yayin. The vayim is alpha agav behirish. But if you hold like Reb Yehuda, the Dov Shein and Miskavin is asur. So then you can't do that. You can't do the vayim is alpha agav behirish. So you have no choice. So you have to say you also pour it down the shisin. That's what the Gemara says. We learned from a pasuk that there's such an institution of a carbon yayin habo bifnei atzmai. Not only yayin that comes in conjunction with a carbon, nechosim and iskeim, there exists a carbon, just like there exists a mincha habo bifnei atzmai and a mincha habo im hazevach. So there are two types of yayin. Hamisnadiv yayin and viyoy, you bring a carbon yayin, And then there's yain that comes in conjunction. The yain that comes in conjunction with the carbon that you do, you pour it nisuch down the pipes, down the shisin. And the yain haba bifnei atzmai, that's the machlekes, depends on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. That's how the Gemara says. People know this Gemara in Zvachim, even though they don't know the rest of the Masechta, because Tosu talks about psikresha de la nichale. So Tosu quotes that Gemara. Is there a psikresha? Maybe it's a psikresha de la nichale. He's not interested in extinguishing the flame. So Tosu introduces that whole Gemara in connection with the topic of psikresha de la nichale.
Rebbe?
Yes.
How can it be that we say that even to remove a gachalas, you'd be over on a lav? Don't we have that every morning they would davka all the chalakin that wouldn't have been, I think, nisachlumi ba'erev sonkin oson letzadei amizbeach, and then they put them back? So how could it be that they put them on the kevesh or on the sovev and they're not burned yet? Wouldn't that be over on that lav?
I don't know. Sounds like a good question, but you should look up that Mishnah. I don't know. You should look it up. When you bring a mincha, so it's the din of Hagosha. You have to take, the mincha has to come in a klisharis. You have to take it, the mizbeach is ravua, is a square. And you have to take it to the keren of the mizbeach. And you have to take the kli should touch the corner of the mizbeach. The Gemara says it's not necessary to tilt the kli in such a way that the corner of the mizbeach should touch the solus inside the kli. That's not necessary. As long as the kli touches the mizbeach. So that's called hagosha. Then you have the dalar avodas of a mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam of all the other normal karbanas. Then there's a din, unless it's a minchas kayin, that you don't do kmitza, Kolol talk, they burn the whole thing. But it's a regular minchas Yisrael. So the Torah says you take out the koimetz. The Mishnah says you do kmitza with your hand, and no two people have the same size hand. So how big is the koimetz depends on the size of the kohen's hand. If he's very small hand, so it's going to be a smaller amount. If he has a bigger finger, so it's going to be a bigger amount. Like Malay Lugma, depends on each person individual. Malay Choftam, Vanyam Kippur, also depends on each kohen gadol. How much is malachavtam? So the kaim, it also depends on each kaim. That's what the Mishnah says. So if you do the haktoras hakaimets, then it says, haneseres mimena, the shiori hamincha, pasuk says, yochlo aron avonav, only zichri kohunim. A kohenes can eat truma. A kohenes, it says, can eat chazer v'sheik. The Mishnah says, if you take the chaz of the sheik of the shlamim, that can only be eaten by kohanim, but nishem uvneim yavdeim. Every kohanim also, it's a big chiddush. The Tosfos Yonta writes on the Mishnah, he doesn't know. The Gemara never says what the mokar is. How do you know that eved shel kohen, the pasuk says, kohen ki nefesh kinya kaspo, that is allowed to eat. Kenya Kaspa goes on the Avodim. So Kenya Kaspa is allowed to eat truma. But there's no pasuk that says that an Eved Kayan is allowed to eat the Chaz of a Sheik. But that's what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says that they may. Eshes Kayan is allowed to eat truma. There's Rashi in Kiddushin, Lapyurim, and Beis points out there are two psukim. One pasuk is Kenya Kaspa. Goes on Asia's coin, and then another pasuk goes on Chaz v'Sheik of Shlomim. It says Kol Tor Beveischa Yochal Kodesh. Kol Tor Beveischa is basis of Ishto, so that refers to Asia's coin. And there's a difference because the Gemara says Arusa Minator. A girl is not the bas coin. A girl is a Leviya or Yisrael. She marries a coin. So Minator, even if she only has kiddushin, she only has eris, and she didn't have nisuin. Bismana Gemara, there was a long pause of a year in between Erisin and Nisuin. So if the girl had Erisin, Menatara, she's allowed to eat Truma. The Mishnah says that Midirabana, they don't prohibit it. The Gemara gives different reasons why. What was the concern? Why did they ask him Midirabana? But Menatara, Arus, Achelos, Betruma. So the Osamech points out that there's a Yerushalmi that even though the arusa is achelas betruma, but she's not allowed to eat chos of a sheik, because the heter for an arusa to eat truma is based on the pasuk kinyan kaspa. Koin kik nefesh kinyan kaspa only goes on eating truma. It doesn't say a word over there about eating chos of a sheik. Eating chos of a sheik is only based on the other pasuk kol tor bebeis chol yachal kodesh. And basis zelisht is only in Isua. That's a Gemara in Yuma in the first parak, commenting on the opening Mishnah. The opening Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. Can he single? Can he be? Let's say they just appointed a new Kohen Gadol today. It's another couple of months till, another 6 months till Yom Kippur. So does he have to get married right away, or can we wait to get him a good shidduch? So in the Mishnayos in the Gemara, it sounds only he has to be married l'kavod Yom Kippur. Maybe he'll get married erev Yom Kippur, and he'll be married. How do you know it has to be married Yom Kippur? Because of the chippa bado biad besai, besai zelishtai. So the Gemara, the Bavli says besai zelishtai is only in Isua. If the Kohen Gadol only has erisin, he's not allowed to do the avodah Yom Kippur because he has to have nisun with his wife. It never really says in the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol has to be married the rest of the year. If he has to be married Yom Kippur, he's going to divorce his wife after Yom Kippur. Only get married erev Yom Kippur. Of course, but the question is, let's say they want to appoint a man as a Kohen Gadol today, and he's still single, and he says he'll get a shidduch by the time comes Yom Kippur. Is that acceptable or not? So there are Rishonim that talk about it, that some Rishonim learn, it's I think a Teres Kohanim. Who he should be v'suleho yikach, so we say a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Be'ula. He can only marry a Psula. So I think there's a Teres Kohanim that said, who he should be v'suleho yikach. It's a mitzvah that Kohen Gadol has to be married, not only for Yom Kippur purposes, not just it's an Issa Be'ula. It's a mitzvah. We should be saying Kohen Gadol should be married all year long. Okay, so the Gemara has that there are some echoes that from Yerushalmi that an arusa ain't achelas because of a shok, only a nesua, because eating because of a shok, Eishes Kain is only based on the other person. An arusa is allowed to eat truma min haTorah. That's based on the other pasuk. But the arusa is not allowed to eat chaz v'shek min haTorah. That's a Yerushalmi that the Orsa Mech is magia. He says the way it reads, it's a misprint. He thinks that this is the way you have to correct it. The Bavli has a din. Let's say a girl was married to a kohenes. A girl's father is a kohen. She marries an unkohen. And then the husband divorces her, or he dies. So if she has no children from the kohen, she's allowed to eat truma again. Kol zman she was married to the non-kohen, baskan kisili ish zar, when she's married to a non-kohen, he betrumas hakadoshim lo sechal. He's not allowed to eat truma. But then if the husband, the zar, the non-kohen, dies, or he divorces her, Zera Ainla, she has no descendants from the non-kohen. So then, Vishava Beisaviya Kinare, Mi Lechem Abiya Teichel. She's allowed to eat truma again. So the Bavli has a comment, Mi Lechem Veloi Kol Lechem. She can eat is everything that she was allowed to eat before. She only Pim Chazeres Le Truma, Veno Chazeres Le Chazer V'Shoik. She's allowed to go back to eat truma, but she can't eat Chazer V'Shoik since there was a period of time. Namely, when she was married to the non-kohen, that she was not allowed to eat chazer v'shoik. She zeinu chazeres lo chazer v'shoik. So there are differences between eating chazer v'shoik and eating truma. That's the Tosfos Yontav. He doesn't know what the marker of the Mishnah is. We don't know what the pasuk is. Where does it say that Ebed Shel Kohen is permitted to eat chazer v'shoik? Maybe only Eshes Kohen. So the Torah says only Aaron Avonov can eat. Bas Kohen is not allowed to eat kochi kochi. Chatos Oshem Mincha. Mincha is a Kodesh Kodoshim. Mincha is a kochi kochi. So Achilas kochi kochi is only Zichri Kuhuna and B'makam Kodesh. Only in Yazor. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim. Kochi Kalam Necholim in Yerushalayim. Kochi kochi is only in Necholim in Yazor. And there's a din Matzis Teyochel. You're not allowed to eat it Chometz. Los Yafu Chometz. There's a lav. If you're machmitz, a mincha, you're over on a lav and you get malchus. So the Gemara has a comment. Lo siyafu chometz chelkom. Not only is there an iser not to make a chometz on the mincha, the chelik of the mincha that you machd around the mizbeach, but lo siyafu chometz chelkom also, even the chelik on nechal, by the Kohanim also. There's an iser you're not allowed to make it into chometz. Yeah, that's the meaning of the potzer. Matzah steyocha. When they eat it, it has to be matzah, can't be chametz. There's a din he's supposed to do melicha on korbanos called korban min chaschaba. There's a pasuk, I'll call korban, there are two psukim. I'll call korban chatakra melech. Whenever you bring a korban on the mizbeach, whenever you burn it, you're supposed to put on salt. So some people make a mistake. Some people think that it's in order to get the blood out. No, that's when we buy meat, we have to salt it to get the blood out. But there's no mitzvah malicha by us. Mitzvah malicha is only what you burn on the mizbeach. So some people think, no, you only put salt on flesh. But if you bring a korban mincha in the base, what do you need salt for? So that's not correct. There are two beferish and psukim. There's one pasuk, I call minchas chatakri melech. Another pasuk, I call karban chatakri melech. And the fact that Rambam holds that the mincha is more chomer than a korban. If loy malach, there's a mishnah. If you didn't do licha on a korban, it's not miyakev. The Rambam holds if you brought a mincha and you didn't do malicha, it is miyakev. The malicha by a mincha is more chomer, according to the Rambam shita, than malicha by the korbanos. So the Rashba, we're learning chul in this year and shia regularly. So the Rashba wrote a whole sefer Torah Sabayis, and whole chelak aleph yeridah is based on the Rashba's Torah Sabayis, the whole setup. Hilchas Shechita, Hilchas Dreyfus, Hilchas Kisi Adam, Osvez Beno, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Tarubis, Malicha, everything is based on the Torah Sabayis L'har Rashba. Then, just like the Rashba learned by the Ramban, and he quotes a lot from the Ramban what he heard, so too the Ra'oh. So the Ra'oh has running comments that's called Berakah Bais, where he disagrees with a lot of things that the Rashba said. Then the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres Habayis to defend what he wrote in the Torah Sabayis from the attacks of the Berakah Bais. Every so often, Berakah Bais has a comment that's not only attacking the Rashba. So he has a comment on this pasuk, just like we say, Lasi Afu Chameitz, Chelkom. In the pasuk, Lasi Afu Chameitz, semicolon, Chelkom Nasati Oisa Meishai. That you have to have a semicolon in between chametz and chelkom. But the Gemara has a drush of the Torah Shabbal Peh that you have an additional level of interpretation. You read it together. Not only is there an iser making hamachmetz as a mincha on the chelak haniktar, even on the chelak hanechal, also the chelak hanechal is kohanim ochma b'alem miskapim. It's like achilas mizbeach. So just like the chelak haniktar, there's a lav. Also, there's a lab. So the Ra'or writes in the Berakah Bais, when the Rashba writes all the dinim of salting flesh in order to remove the dam. So the Ra'or writes there about salting the korban. It says, not only is there a mitzvah to salt the chelak haniktar, the kohanim, there's a mitzvah to salt the chelak hanechal also. Because kohanim ochlim abaylam miskapim. When the kohanim eat the kotchi kotchim, kohanim ochlim abaylam miskapim is only by kotchi kotchim. It doesn't apply to kotchim kalim. Even though the Kohanim get to Chaz of Ashok of Ishlamim, that's not that you don't have to salt. You have to salt it to remove the dam. But let's say you'll broil it, and Mikar Adin, when you broil, you don't really need salt. We have a mini, we do Malicha B'miktas. But Mikar Adin, when you broil, you don't need any salt. So let's say you'll take the Chaz of Ashok, the Kohanim will take the Chaz of Ashok of the Ishlamim, and they'll broil it. They're not mechuyev to put on any salt. Only when you eat Kotchi Kotchim. So it's like achilas mizbech, just like whatever you burn on the mizbech, whether mincha or chelev or oila, evari oila, whatever is kariv on the mizbech, it is a mitzvah malicha. So even the chelek hanechal by the kohanim also has a mitzvah malicha, a mitzvah dafke. When they eat, let's say the chatos in the osham, is also kohanim ochel mebalim miskapim. So he'll probably say that too. He happens to say it on the shiori hamincha that they eat, but he would probably say the same on the chatos and the osham. The mitzvah malicha before he eats. And it says, kodesh kodoshim hika chatos v'cho osham. The mincha is kotchi kotchim. Kotchi kotchim has a more restricted makam. If you take kotchi kotchim out of the azor, even if you bring it back in, it's nifsal b'yotze. And you're not allowed to eat it. If you take kotchim kalim outside of Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat nifsal b'yotze. And one who eats kotchim kotchim that were taken chutz l'yazora, a kotchim kalim taken chutz l'Yerushalayim, even if you brought it back in, one who eats it is a violation of the lav of basa basora trefa lo sechelu. Trefa, the real trefa, goes on trefa. The animal is a trefa, but also basoda. Basoda means yotze chutz l'mchitzosa. it went out chutz to the makam. So all karbonos have a makam and a zman. If you leave it over after the zman, then it's nifsal belina, it's called neiser. And if you take your chutz from makam, it's nifsal b'yotze, it's called yotze, and it's pasul. Then it repeats again, called zoch bevin aron yochlan, only the schorm and the kebis are not allowed to. A bas kain can't be makriv karbonos either. Let's say shchita k'sher bizar, so shchita is good by a kohen. So, a woman can do shchita also by kachim for sure. This is on the first daf in Chulin. This is quote this elder Adoni came with a book. The book is called Amar Yehoshua. It starts off Amar Yehoshua mipi Moshe mipi Agvura. Supposedly this book was written by Yehoshua ben Nun, quoting over all the dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of Hilchos Shechita. Has all kinds of wild ideas there. So he says, a woman cannot shech the behemoth. So they say, how can it be? That is on the first Mishnah Chulin. How can it be? The Mishnah Zochim says, a woman can shech karbonis. A Jewish woman can shech karbonis. I can say, well, a Jewish woman can't shech chum. So some want to defend the sefer that is different. Women, yeah, women can shech karbonis, but they can't. I can say it like that. This is all said, that's ridiculous. So a woman can do Kabbalah Halacha Zvika. She can't do Avodas that you need a client for. That's a question. If a Tzar does Avodah on Beis HaMikdash, so the Pasuk says, Azar HaKarev Yumas. If a non-Kohen does Avodah, Karev means the Makru Kabbalahs. Yumas means Misa B'dei Shamayim. He gets Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's a Dion in Achrayim. If a Bas Kohen will be makriv karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, will she be chayv misa b'dei shamayim? A bas kohen is mamash a zar, and she's included in the din of zar karev yomas. So you say, no, it's not a zar. She has kedushas kohuna, by right, she's allowed to eat truma, she's allowed to eat the chazav shakav shlam, she's not allowed to eat kochim kochim. That's a din, only called zochab b'nei aharon, and the bas kohen not. But does it mean that she's considered like a zar? When you get the akrobus and karbonis with misa b'dei shamayim or not? It's really, I think the Mishlam Melech has this suffix in his Sefer Derech Pikudecha. Yesterday we were quoting from Rabbi Pirish Melech Dinever, the Bnei Yisoscha wrote a Sefer Derech Pikudecha. Derech Pikudecha, that's a Sefer HaMitzvahs that goes till 50 Samad Mitzvahs and it conks out in the middle of Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim, but it's a different Sefer. Derech Pikudecha by the Mishlam Melech. Now they print it in the back of all the Sefer HaMitzvahs like Rambam. So he lists off what are the differences between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaChinuch regarding Minyan HaMitzvahs. And he has little comments here and there. So this is one of the issues that he raises. In the Derech Pikudecha, the Mishlam Melech, it's a very brief quintus, 30 pages or so, maybe less than 30 pages. So he raises this issue. If a Bas Kohen will be Makar Karbonis and Beis HaMikdash, does she have a din of a Zar? That it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, no, it's a psul, but it's not a zar. So some Amidaik, it seems to be different opinions in Rishonim, in Zvachim. Then right after Sheni, you have the din of Minchas Chinuch. We are familiar with the Minchas Chinuch, is a sefer, a commentary on the Sefer Chinuch. It's not really a commentary. The Sefer Chinuch listed off one of his opinions on the Taryag Mitzvahs. So then the Minchas Chinuch writes comments on each one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. And here and there, he'll have a comment on the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. Just the other day, we were learning the Gemara in Chulin about Kilayim. What's the din of Hosef Masayim? So there, the Minchas Chinuch has a comment on Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Hosef Masayim is a din d'oraisa. Yes, how can it be? It's only a din d'rabbanan. But usually he's not really commenting on the Sefer HaChinuch. He's writing about each one of the mitzvahs. So the Minchas Chinuch is a Sefer. But what the name, Minchas Chinuch? So that's a din. Whenever a Kohen, the first time in his life, the Kohen has to be Bar Mitzvah. Katan before Bar Mitzvah, al pidin is a La Bar Das. And a La Bar Das, al pidin, can't be Makru Kabbonis. It has to be a Kohen who's Bar Mitzvah already. So let's say I have a kohen who's bar mitzvah and he wants to come to the Beis HaMikdash and do avodah. He wants to, and it's his mishmar. The kohanim are divided in 24 mishmar. It's his week. He wants to do, and they were divided into six. But the obvious, it's his week. It's his day. His Beis Av. So the Torah says before the Kohen, the first time in his life that the Kohen brings a korban, makriv, in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a minchas chinuch, the first time in his life. That's the shaila. What if there was a Kohen who brought the minchas chinuch in the end of the Bais Rishon period, and then the Bais Rishon was chari for 70 years, then he built the Bais Sheni. So he already brought a minchas chinuch in the Bais Rishon, and now he's 83 years old, 70 years Churban HaBayis, and he was Bar Mitzvah before, so 13 and 70, so he's at least 83 years old. And he wants to bring a Korban in the Bais Sheni. Does he have to bring a minchas chinuch or not? So there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says yes. Even though he already brought a minchas chinuch and Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni is not a hemshech of the Bais Rishon. It's a new Seder. Why? Because it says that the Bavliim, the Babylonian armies who destroyed the Bais Rishon, did such a good job. They destroyed everything. So Pidin, the Bais Sheni is considered a new slate. Everything starts all over again. But the Bais HaShlishi is considered a Hemshecha, the Bais Sheni. So if there will be a Kohen who's 2,000 years old, I don't know if he'll find such a guy. If they'll find a Kohen 2,000 years old, he already brought a Minchas Chinuch in the Bais Sheni period, and he's still around when they'll build the Bais HaShlishi, maybe today, build the Bais HaShlishi today, will he require a Minchas Chinuch? So that perhaps no. Perhaps it's a difference between Bais Sheni and Bais Shlishi. Bais Sheni is not a Hemshech of Bais Rishon, but Bais Shlishi is a Hemshech of the Bais Sheni. That's why Bais, the Kedusha Rishon was like Kitchelosi Lova, and the Kedusha Shnia was Kitchelosi Lova. After the Bais Sheni was built, everything is a Hemshech of that time. Yeah, there the Sifra on this pasuk raises an issue. There are two Girsas and the Rishonim have two different versions. What did the Sifra say? Halacha l'maisa. What if this young Kohen, 15 years old, 20 years old, the first time in his life, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to do an Avodah, and he didn't bring them in Haschinach in advance? Would the Korbanos that he bring be possible even by the Evid, because he didn't bring them in Haschinach? Why did he say no? Haschinach is a mitzvah l'hatchil, he should have brought it, but if he didn't bring it, the Korbanos that he brings will still be kosher. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim based on two girsas in the Sifra. So this din of minchas chinuch is a din whenever you have a kohen the first time in his life, he wants to be makir kabbonis, has to bring a minchas chinuch. Then the pasuk says, a kohen ha-mashiach tachta mibonav, if you have the kohen gadol, has an obligation to bring minchas chavitin every single day, machzisa baboker, machzisa ben ha-aboim. Has to bring half in the morning, half in the evening. A series of Eifa, you're divided in half. Half in the morning, half in the evening. We mentioned a few times, there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, regarding Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Rambam holds that it's counted as one mitzvah. The Ramban says, Manu Shel Zeh, because Manu Shel Zeh should be counted as two different mitzvahs. Then there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, about Tom Shel Shachar, Tom Shel Bein Abayim. The Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah with two parts, and the Ramban holds that two different mitzvahs. Then there's a machlekes, by Ktura Shel Shachar, Ktura Shel Bein Abayim. The Rambam holds he counted as one mitzvah, the two parts, and the Ramban holds it should be counted as two mitzvahs. But the Chavita Kain Gadol that you bring every day, Machzis Bavok and Machzis Ben Rabbaim, even the Ramban agrees that that's counted as one mitzvah. Because the Gemara says, when you're Mekadish and the Klishoris, the Minchas Chavita of the Kain Gadol, you have to have a whole Asiris Haifa together. You have to be Mekadish everything together in the morning, and you Makter half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. The Kohen Gadol has to pay for the Minchas Chavitin. He doesn't have to do the Avodah. The only time Kohen Gadol has to do Avodah is on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have to do, even in the Chumash, it says by Parhal and Dovah Shaldir, by Par Kohen Mashiach, it says that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen of Mashiach, does the Zrikas Adam, and Rashi and the Gemara learns that that's to be taken literally. So Tosfos in a few places in the Gemara says that that it's not correct. Rashi is not correct. They quote from the Torah Ka'anim that you don't need a Kohen Gadol for the Hakrova of Chavit. You don't need a Kohen Gadol for the Hakrova of the Parhel and Dov Shel Tzi by the Parkoi Mashiach. It's the same as here. By the Chavit, the Kohen Gadol, the Korban is often on behalf of the Kohen Gadol. If he wants to, he can be Makter, but you don't need a Kohen Gadol to be Makter it. He's the Bala Korban, it's often on his behalf. And then the pasuk concludes, Chamin Chaskan Kol Tia Loisei Achel. You don't do kmitza. You only do kmitza and a mincha of Yisrael. But if it's a kohen who's the Baal HaKorban, so then you don't do kmitza, the whole thing is burned. Kol or Tokto, you burn the whole thing. Then the Torah has a din of bring a korban chatos. Kol ha-she'igi b'fsara yigdash. What does that mean? Kol ha-she'igi b'fsara yigdash. I touch a minch, I touch a chatos, I become holy. What does it mean? The Gemara says no. Kol ha-she'igi b'fsara means if a not, let's say a shlamim, shlamim could be nechal by Yisraelim who are tohor. A chatos can only be nechal in the azara to zichri kuhuna. So what if a shlamim by mistake, a burning hot piece of shlamim touches a burning hot piece of korban chatos. So that, and there's a bliya, if it's burning hot. The Gemara says, if the chatos is a posel chatos, pigol, nois, tame, whatever, and it's burning hot and it touches a mincha or it touches a shlamim, so then the other one will also be puzzled because it's Tam Kiker. Tam Kiker by Kochim, everybody. We said there's a Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, how do you pass the Tam Kiker, the Raisa, Tam Kiker, the Rabbanan? Machlekes HaTanaim, and a Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, how do you pass him? The whole Machlekes only is Tam Kiker by Trefes, by Chulin, by Kochim, everybody agrees. That's a puzzle. Kalashi Yige Bivsar, Yigdosh Lias Kamaya. Yige Bivsar means it'll be Boleya. That's the idea of Tam Kiker. Then you have the din. There's the perik in the end of Zvachna. It's called perik damchatas. Damchatas shenitas ala beged. So the din is you have to wash out the beged in the azar, the makim kodesh. And if you cook the chatas in it, you have to cook it in the azar. If you take it out of the azar, it'll be nifsal b'yotze because it's kachim kachim. So what if you cooked it in a clean achoshes? Then you have to do mariko shtifa. Why do you have to make a shtifa? Because the balua in the kli will become nicer when it comes alos hashachar. Achat only nechal yom alayla at chatzos. Men ator is nechal all night long. With the rabbanik de la harchik asodim aver, you can't eat it after chatzos. So if you cook the chatos in a clean achoshes, you have to do mariko shtifa because the blia that's left in the pot in the clean achoshes will turn into noisar when it comes alos hashachar. So merika shtif is only possible on kli nechoshes and mateches. On a kli cheres, hagola doesn't help. So it says, yishove, you have to break it. The Mishnah says that all have to be done by makom kodesh. Not only damachata shenita zalabeged techabez by makom kodesh, the condition of makom kodesh applies to the shviras kli cheres, and also applies to the Mariko Shtifa that has to be done in the Azara. Then you have after Shlishi, if you bring a Shlamim, so it's Ima Toida Yakrivenu. If it's a Toida, is a subcategory of Shlamim. And then it says in Pasuk Dazayim, if it's a donation, so that's why Rashi, there's a perakatayda in the end of Menachas. So I remember, perakatayda is in the end of Zvachim, I think, not at the end of Menachas, the end of Zvachim. So Rashi, in the beginning of perakatayda, learns the simple reading of the Psukim. Im al toida yakrivenu, abot tzichim lohoides, there are four people who are mechuyev to offer a korban toida. Yotze bebeis asurim, and over yamim, and so on. And then it says, pasuk da, im nedra nedova zavah kabon, if he's not mechuyev to bring it, but if it's a korban toida, you're mechuyev to bring. The Mishnah says, Toida's Bobbid Edom and Adov, it means in addition to the Abot Zichem Nonis, who are obligated to bring a Toida, whoever wants to can bring a Toida whenever he wants. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. The first Taisus in Perakat Toida, I think it is the end of Menachas. The Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and Taisus on the bottom of the page, and they say there is no such thing. Abot Zichem Lohoidis only means that Mukhiyev to say Brichas Hagaymo. But no one is ever mukhayif to bring a carbon toida. There is no such thing. Toida is always bobed adam and adam. But the simple psukim here sound like Rashi. Pasuk Tezayin in chapter Zayin says, Nedu and adam is ever carbonai, then it has a different din. A toida is only nechel yom v'layla. And a shlamim is nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. Yeah, this shlamim is nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. The pasuk is a little strange. It says, Nedra nedav is zevach karbanim. It's a regular shlam. B'yom hakriva zivcha yeyachel umi macharas. You can eat it today. Umi macharas and tomorrow. Hanosim emena yachel. What's left over you can eat. The chumish calls it noisar. Then you'd say hanosim zevach b'yom hashlishi. Weish yisorp. Whatever's left over to the third day, then it becomes possible. But the chumish calls what's left over for tomorrow. Today is Thursday. So I bring a shlamim today. So if I eat the shlamim tomorrow, that's called eating noisar. If I eat it on Shabbos, then yechayv koris. Noisar b'yom shlishi b'reishis yisarif, then it's noisar. But it's called noisar even if you eat it on Friday, on the second day. So that's what, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Ravid has a beer. That's the regular Ravid. The Ravid wrote the Hasogas on the Rambam. So the Rabbin in his Bir on the Sifra writes, and there's such a Balamor in Psochem also, they learned Pechavusin, so they often say the same thing. They both write the same thing, that L'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, the mitzvah menamurcha, is to eat the whole shlomim on the first day. You really shouldn't leave it over to the second day. The second day is already called Naisar. It's on Naisim emena yoch, you're allowed to eat it. But if it's left over to the third day, then it's Naisar, then you take a chayv koris. This is how they answer the kasha. I think the Balamor and Sochem was bothered with the kasha. Achatos menatorik chatos and anosha menatoido you can eat yom v'layla all night long. But when the Rabbana k'day lachik saw the menavera, they said only eat it at chatzais. Don't eat it all night long. So shlamim is nechle shnei yomim v'layla echad. So why do we allow you to eat the shlam today, tonight, tomorrow until shkia? Why are we not making a gzera? He may leave it too late. He may eat it after the second day is over, and it'll be in violation of an issi. He's not allowed to eat it past Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So some Mishanim say, no, if you allow people to eat the Chatos and the Osham all night long, it's hard. You look out the window. Alois HaShachar is very hard to discern Alois HaShachar. So we can't allow him to eat it after Chatzos, because if you'll allow him up until Los HaShachar, he'll probably guess wrong. They made the gzera at a time that they didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks. You can set a clock that it should, an alarm should go off an hour before Los HaShachar, and you know, they have an hour to finish eating. But in Bizman Habayis HaSheni, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have this. So it's very hard to know when, but Korban Shlom, you can eat Shnei Yom V'Lay Lech, everybody knows when the Shki is. The sun sets below the horizon. So you can't make a mistake over there. So that's why there was no need to make exer. That's a simple answer. But the Balamor and Psochem poses the kasha, and then he gives the same answer, the answer that the Ravid writes here in the Torah's column, the same idea. When you bring a shlamim, lechatchila the mitzvah b'shlimus, is eat everything today. If something in b'dieved is left over till tomorrow, it's mutter to eat. More correct is eat everything today. So there's going to be hardly anything left over till tomorrow. Everyone's going to try to do the mitzvah in the more correct fashion, to eat everything on the first day. So that's why they never made exer, because like a milsa de la shchicha la gozba, but you don't have to worry about it. It's really going to be a problem. The Gemara in the end of Ezel Mekoyman has a machlokes Chizkiya and Rav Yechanan. What if someone brought a shlamim? So today is Thursday. So you can eat the shlamim today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. What if he eats the shlamim tomorrow night? It's already noisar? Or maybe it only becomes noisar on Shabbos morning. What kind of a din is this? The Gemara says that by kochim, ha'layla ho'elech achar hayoim, v'chulin in kol ha'tarakula, we say v'hiyer v'hivoyke yoim echad, that Shabbos begins at sundown till sundown, and Yom Kippur, and all the holidays, all the Yom Tovim. Every day on the count, Sunday, Monday, every day of the week begins after Ben Hashmosh, it says, and goes till tomorrow night, says, that's called Hayoim Halach Achar HaLayla. The day, tomorrow, the daytime, follows whatever day it is tonight. Tonight is going to be Friday. So tonight is Friday, and tomorrow morning, all day long, is Friday. But in Kochim, the Gemara says it's not so. Kochim is fakir. Halayla halach achrayam. How do you know? Because when you bring a chatos and a nosham and a mincha, kochi kochim, only nechel yom v'layla. So what kind of an animal, what kind of yom v'layla? Oh, because yom echod. And in kochim, halayla halach achrayam. The layla belongs to the previous day. It's not the same as in chul. So that's the question. If halayla halach achrayam, usually in kochim, and you bring a shlomim, so on Thursday, you need the shlomim today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Should have been tomorrow night also, Friday night. So you're not allowed to. So is it really still the Zman HaMitzvah till all Friday night, till Alos HaShachar of Shabbos morning? So it'll only be, not, but you're not the kind of the mitzvah if you eat it Friday night. The mitzvah is only if you eat it Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. If you eat it after tomorrow night, you're not the kind of the mitzvah. That's why you're not allowed to eat it. Like we had the Rashi said, and the end of Perik Kol HaBosa. If you eat a Korban Pesach, no, a Bosha Mavushal, it says, Al Tochle, you're not allowed to eat it. Is it Asa Bahano? So Rashi said, of course it's Asa Bahano. It's a Korban. All Korbanos are Asa Bahano. If you eat the Korban properly, you Mekai Mitzvah, so then it's Mutter. If you eat the Korban Pesach, no Mavushal, so you're not yet in the Mitzvah properly. So it's not only Asa Bahil, it's Asa Bahano as well, because it's a Korban here also. You're not allowed to eat the korban shlamim that you bring today, and not allowed to eat it tomorrow night because they're not yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only if you eat it shnei yamim v'layla echad. But maybe this, the theoretical zman of the korban shlamim is really shnei yamim. So maybe it should be shnei yamim till Shabbos morning. So it'll only be kares of eating noiser if you eat it Shabbos morning after alos hashachar. And the same thing pigul. The pasuk says im heyachol pasuk yutches. If you brought a shlamim today, so you can eat it today, tonight, tomorrow. If you eat it on Shabbos, so then it's pigul lo yirotze. So the Gemara says it cannot be. The Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, around Avov. So the Gemara says it cannot be. What do you mean? He brought a korban, was kosher today, he's eating it today, tonight, tomorrow, and then he eats it on Shabbos, it passels the korban on Mafreya. It doesn't make any sense. How can it pass on the Mafreya? And miyochel yochel means if he had machsheves pigul, if when he shechts the korban today, he has a mind to eat it on Shabbos, so then it's already pigul. If he eats it today, it's already pigul on his chayv koris. Not if you leave it over till eat it on Shabbos. So the shaila is, pigul means he has a machshava to eat it chutz lizmanoi. If you have a machshava to eat, let's say it's a shlamim, he has a machshava to eat it in Bnei Brak, in Netanya. He wants to eat it somewhere else. That's chutz l'mkomo. So if you have a machshava to eat the korban chutz l'mkom, it passels the korban, but there's no koris. It's not called pigul, you won't be chayv koris. Pigul is only if you had machshava chutz l'zmanai. So chutz l'zmanai means if you would have eaten at that time, you would have been chayv koris. So these two shailas depend on each other. What's the din? A machashev, he shechts a shlamim today, intending to eat it leil Shabbos. You're not allowed to. But that's the question. Since in kochim halala halach achrayayim, so maybe shlomim really has shneyamim, two full days. Today, tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. But if you eat tomorrow night, you're not yotze the mitzvah, but it's not yet nicer. It's not yotze, not nicer till Shabbos morning, alos ha-shachar. And if today you'd have in mind, mechashiv lechol early yom shlishi, has a mind to eat it the second night on Friday, on Leil Shabbos, it won't become pigul. Maybe it won't become pigul. So that's a machlok is Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin that way. We paskin that it's not noisa till Shabbos. I think we're pretty sure. We paskin it's not noisa till Shabbos morning. And if you had a mind to eat it leil Shabbos, it won't become pigul. Because not yet chutz l'zmanai. Then it has a gana basa shiga b'chol tamei lo yeochel. That's a different thing. It's mekabel tumah. Okay. If the korban is mekabel tumah, you're not allowed to eat it. Then if a person eats korbanis betumas aguf, if he's tamei, then he's chayv koris. Nichras anev shahi. What if he's tohar, but the basar is tamei? Then it just says, obviously you call tamei lo yachol. Possibly you're not allowed to eat it. It's a law, but it's not koris. It's only koris if the person has tumas aguf. If I'm tamei and I eat the korban, then I'm chayv koris. that the Torah has the prohibition of chelav edam. You're not allowed to eat chelav. And then it says you're not allowed to eat dam. We mentioned that the Rambam, Rambam and Rashi, they both write the shir for dam is kezayis. So some raise the question, why shouldn't Minchas Chinah raise the question, why shouldn't it be revius? The Rambam writes that the shir for drinking liquids is always, let's say you drink a yayin. A nozer drinks wine. So a nozer is not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to drink wine. So what's the shir? Is it the same shir? It's a shir revius for the wine and for the grapes, or shir kezayis for both. Or maybe the wine is revius and the grapes is kezayis. So that's a discussion in the Mishnayis and Nozer, different opinions in the Tanoim. But the Rambam's opinion is that under normal circumstances, the shir for drinking is always revius. So here the Rambam says, though, if you drink the blood, the shir is kezayis. That's Menchas Chinuch, why kezayis. So the Menchas Chinuch answers because the Pasuk Chavav uses the verb loisach, called dam loisachlo. Since it uses a loshon achid, it doesn't say loisishtu, so therefore the shir is kezayis. We suggest that maybe a different answer. We spoke on different occasion. What's really the difference between achila and shtia? Achila means if you eat a solid and shtia means you drink a liquid? Oh no, Taisa says that's not correct. When the baby nurses from the mother, the Gemara says beferish increases that the milk that the baby drinks is only mekabel tume if it had hechsher. What does it need hechsher? Only ochlim need hechsher. Mashkim don't need hechsher. So you see that the milk that the baby drinks in the mother is called echel. Why? So Taisa says, kol macholo shel atinek, that's all the baby lives on. Mashke means a beverage that you drink when you're thirsty. But if the people are on a diet and they drink metrical, and now they have some kind of a kosher thing for older people, they have a can full of some liquid, they eat it, it's like metrical, has all the nutrition that they need for the whole day. It's called macholo shel adam, but it's in a liquid form. So Taisa holds that that's not called a mashke, that's called an echel. Oichel doesn't mean solid, and mashka doesn't mean liquid. It means, is it a food that gives you nutrition, or is it a beverage that you drink when you're thirsty? That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam, that if you ate soup, people don't drink soup when they're thirsty. People drink soup because they want it when they're hungry. They want to eat a meal. It's nutritious. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam, that the shir for bar nefesh is bar chayei for soup is kezayis. But Moshe has a truly, he thinks that Chayodim is not right. Well, that's what the Chayodim is driving at. Chacham Avadya also has a whole Maimer on this that was included in, I think, Chelik Yud Aleph of Yabia Omer that was printed after he passed away. I think it was a reprint of something that he had written years before. Then you have the din that you do Tenufa on the Chazer. The Chaz of Shek of the Shlamim, you do Tanufa, the Balaam does a Tanufa together with the Kohen. And the Torah mentions all the special Kabbalahs that had to be brought for, just like a Gershon, his guy has to go to Mikveh to endow him with Kedusha. We said there are three dinim of Tvila in a Mikveh. There's a din of Tvila to remove tumah, Adam Mikhailin can be tevel in a mikveh to remove the tumah.
Call from remote Moses.
Then there's a din of tefillah, Anisha Zanida. So Rabbi Chanan Vassman has a whole essay in his Sefer, Kibbutz Ha'aretz HaNibamas, where he shows that the din of Nida, Asur Labaila, the din of Nida is an Avatuma, not necessarily Toli Zebizeh. You can have cases where she's an Avatuma and she's Materis Labaila. You can have cases where she's Asur Labaila and she's not Tomei. They're not necessarily Toli Zebizeh. So why does it help if she goes to the Mikveh? If the Issa Labaila would have been a function of the Tumah, so when she goes to the Mikveh, removes the Tumah, so the male is materis labal, but it's not a function of the tumah. So you say there's another din of tefillah in the mikveh. It's materisha labal, and then there's a third din of tefillah when a ger habol is gayer. So he's tevel in the mikveh, endows him with kedusha. A kohen wants to put on big dekuna, bizman shebigdei maleim kanos maleim. his kedushas kuna is elevated. There's a kedushas kuna shebigvulin. The kohen rabbi is as a kedushas kuna. He's not allowed to go to the cemetery. He's not wearing big dekuna. But when he puts on big dekuna, this enhances his kedushas kuna. So because he's going to be elevated in the level of kedushas kuna, so whenever a kohen is about to put on big dekuna, he has to be tovel in a mikveh. Because God Yom Kippur does the avodah in 5 units, he has to go to the mikveh each time. He's tovel 5 tvilas on Yom Kippur. So here, the kohanim were chosen for the first time. Aaron and his 4 sons were chosen for the first time. So they had to all be tovel in the mikveh. Then they had to bring karbanos like a ger. A ger hamizgayer has to bring a korban because he's endowed with kedusha. Just like the kohen, the first time in his life wants to be makar karbanos at Beis Hamikdash, so he's gonna put on the big dekuna for the first time. He will be endowed with a higher level of kedusha. He's supposed to bring the minchas chavita, minchas chinuch. So the parsha has the special karbanos that Aaron and Bonav had to bring to be endowed with kedusha. Then Mela, their children who were born afterwards, the children of Mela had this kedusha kohuna. Haftorah has a famous pasuk towards the end of the Haftorah. Al yisaleh chacham chachmos al yisal gibor b'gvuros al yisal asher b'yashro kimzos yisaleh hamisaleh haskel v'yadoya oisi, etc. So the Gemara says, in Nida, that before a baby is born, the malach hamemun al ha-heroyon, his gozer, determines whether the child will be Ashir Oni, Gibor Cholosh, Chacham Tipesh. But Tzadik V'Rosh Eloi Kamer, the Malach HaMemun Al HaHeroyan doesn't determine whether the baby will be a Tzadik. Why? Because HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yirei Shemayim. That's what you have Bechir HaChashis for. You have to decide. So that's, where did they get this? The Malach HaMemun Al decides Chacham Tipesh, Ashir Oni, Gibor Cholosh. That's from this pasuk. The Mashal says, "Al Yisalel Chacham Mechach Moser." That was nigzar by the Malach HaMemun. Al Yisal Gibor Bigurasa. Al Yisal Asher BeAshru. You didn't accomplish it. Kimizos Yisalel Haskel V'Yadaya. I say, if you have Yerushamayim, that's Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz MiYerushamayim. All human decisions. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva, Chutz MiYerushamayim is all human decisions. Bechira Chavshis. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis. When we tell CPTS Mitzrayim on Pesach night, I mentioned yesterday, speaking about the Haggadah, that the Derech Pikudecha by this Hasidish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar, quotes from the Tamei HaMitzvos by the Maharam Chagiz, that when you tell over CPTS, you should point out how all the Ikari HaMuna were demonstrated. So one of the Ikari HaMuna is Bechira Chavshis. The Rabbanu Shlom said, usually, everybody has Bechira Chavshis, but I'm suspending Paro's Bechira Chavshis. Chizakti Eslei Paro. Normally, he would have Bechira Chavshis, but I'm strengthening, I'm going to make his heart that he will not have the ability to do tshuva. Menias HaTshuva. That's a big ikker. Bechira Chavshis, a big ikker. The psychologists for many years have been preaching that there's no such thing as Bechira Chavshis. That every human being is born with a computer system, with a chip in his computer system, that when he'll grow up, he'll marry this type of a girl, he'll decide to go on this type of a parnasa and live in such a this type of a city. Everything is all the decisions that people are going to make are all there in his mind already. We don't believe that. We believe that there are tendencies. Some people are born, they enjoy eating, other people don't. Men enjoy women, others don't enjoy women, whatever, they're different tendencies. Yeah, but a person has the Bechira Chavshis to decide to go after the tendencies or not. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Belinetta will probably be organizing some kind of shiur for next week also. Everyone should be well. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good.